Previously on Algoa FM.
Good morning, Brent, Linda Key. How are we doing?
Morning. So great. And it's such an honor to be back on the show. It's lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
So the theme of Algoa FM's Heritage Month has been chosen to be My Favorite South African. We've been asking our listeners who their favorite South Africans are, and the presenters have been kind of tasked to find exemplary South Africans or South Africans who have had an impact on their life in some way. So it came down to you and Sonia Herold, and I might still be able to grab a chat with her. So, you are the good things guy.
I'm in absolute awe. So, I mean, first and foremost, thank you to all the listeners. What an incredible recognition. I'm almost at a loss for words.
So, let's talk a little bit about you. If people don't know who you are, Brent Lindeke is also known as the good things guy. And the good things guy has now been around for 10 whole years.
What an incredible journey it's been. I started 10 years ago, I started Good Things Guy with the intention to share just one good news story with South Africa and perhaps the world every single day. And that little idea has turned into what has become South Africa's top good news site, with a whole group of journalists who now work every day to tell good news stories. And we've gone from that simple idea of one story every day to over almost 120 stories every week that we're sharing with, in a good month, almost 50 million people are impacted by the stories that we share. It's mind-blowing to think of where it started and where it's come to, and how it's just become this really beautiful thing, not just for me, that I get to dive into good news every day, but for South Africans who get to find that good news. Really special.
If somebody had told younger you this is where you would be now, what would you have said to that?
You're lying. I would have been like, what? That's absolutely insane. No, I'm being facetious. I never believed that I would be in the position that I'm in. I never believed that I would be doing something that I love so much that I get to do this every single day. And I think a younger version of me could never have dreamt as big as what this thing has become. So I think if someone had have told me that when I was younger, I probably would have called him a liar, actually.
Right. Let's rewind very quickly back to the RAC nomination, because that is kind of, where this started, not?
Yes, absolutely. So I mean, that was 11 years ago. It was a year before Good Things Guy become platform, but it's definitely where the very big seed was planted for it. So there was this thing that started down in Australia called NEC nominations, and the whole concept was to drink as much as you possibly could, alcohol, do something really silly in the process, and then nominate people to outdo what you've done. And it was the first real online viral trend that used social media as a catalyst to grow itself. So, like when the internet was still a baby, before the ALS bucket challenge or whatever challenges came before or after that, this was the OG. And millions of people around the world were joining in on the trend, including here in South Africa. And I was watching this thing unfold, and I just thought to myself, I don't understand why people are getting involved in something so silly. Like, imagine if we used it in a better way. Imagine if we did something, to inspire kindness and lack of things. And that thought was in my head, and I got nominated, and I decided instead of drinking, I would do a random act of kindness. And it was a simple thought. I had no big idea behind it. I said a homeless person. I captured it on video. It was the first video I'd ever put up online 11 years ago. And it went viral, like really viral. I woke up the next day and it was on all the local radio and TV, including you guys. It was everywhere. Everybody was speaking about it. And also internationally, so CNN, BBC, Sky News. It was just this really surreal moment in my life. And from that one moment, it inspired other people, millions of people around the world, to change their NEC nomination into a RAC nomination, which is really when the Random Acts of Kindness movement was born here in South Africa. And from that, is where, like I said, the seed was planted. So yeah. I was surrounded by so much good news. It was the first time that I'd ever realized there was good news and people doing good things around us. And that sort of put me on the path to starting what Good Things Guy has become.
Yeah. So 11 years ago, another 11 then in your life.
Well, that's the thing, right? 11 is everywhere. And if you follow me on social media, there's a saying that says, if you think of a yellow car, you're going to see a yellow car. But I see the number 11 everywhere. And it's whether I look down at my watch and it's 11:11, or I get booked into a hotel and it's 11, or I tell a story and it was 11 years ago, that number is just always around me. And I'm not some sort of deep and spiritual person that sees something out of that, but I do believe that it's the universe just giving me a wink, going, you're on the right path, whatever you're doing is the correct thing, and you'll be okay. So that number 11 is just maybe something reassuring for me in my life.
Yeah. I see, not related, but that you and Andrew, I saw, because I scrolled, and gee, do you post a lot, that you and Andrew have been together for 17 years now.
Oh, yeah. No, and first of all, I'm very prolific online. So if you follow me, I don't want to say I'm a content creator, but I guess I am. I create. So I'm always sharing my life and telling stories and sharing stuff. And yeah, Andrew and I have been together for 17 years now. We met when I was still, I think I was like 23 or 24, and it's been such an incredible journey, such a wonderful life we've created together. We've done amazing things, and he's a very special guy, and I'm very, 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 very thankful for him.
Yeah. Related to that, of course, was your little foray into cooking. Why can't you put pizza on a braai?
No, you cannot pizza on a braai. So,
why?
I entered us into this competition called My Kitchen Rules. It was the first season. It was on DSTV, and it was, I think, 3 months of filming that we were on that show. We fought about this with the other contestants, but we came third or fourth, depending on how you watched it.
Right.
And it was one of the greatest adventures of my life. But you speak about the pizza on the braai. That was a great adventure in all these episodes and all the tasks that we had. That was the most difficult one that I believed we had to do. And it was for a number of reasons. One, we were putting pizza on the braai. Second to that, we were cooking outside. And I'm a home cook. I'm not professional in the slightest. But what I learned that day is that dough proofed very differently in a kitchen compared to when you're outside in the sun. So it wasn't fun, but it was also the day that it was my lowest point in the competition, and lots of tears. And it was a day that Andrew reminded me that we were on that show because it was an adventure. It wasn't because we would have loved to have won, but it wasn't because we'd been competitive and we wanted to win. It was because we were putting ourselves out there, and we were going to have the best adventure that we would ever, ever have in that moment. So treat it as an adventure. And I think that was a great life lesson for me that I've taken forward. Treat things like it's an adventure. Like, you only get this one moment, right? So make it an adventure.
I like that. So also, while we're talking food, what is your thing with vinegar?
Oh, vinegar. You really did do a deep dive. I love it. So, my dad, bless him, he passed away, I think we're going on 15 years now, and it was very, very sudden. He got malaria after a holiday in Mozambique, and he literally got back, and he passed away 2 days later. It was incredibly tragic. But my dad ate vinegar, and we're talking like spirit vinegar. He ate vinegar on everything. So it doesn't matter what the food was, that acidic taste to him, well, I don't know, it just did something for him and for his palate.
Okay.
And I picked that up. Obviously, we pick up traits from our parents. My siblings didn't. It's really just me. And I've got a passion for vinegar. So I will, like, if I go to a restaurant, I sometimes call ahead to make sure that they have spirit vinegar. Because I'm gonna want it on my meal. If you don't have it, then I need to know that I need to bring my own. It's a bit of an addiction. It might actually be a problem, but I don't think it's a bad problem to have.
No, let's hope. So the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about is a quote that I saw that you posted. Everything I want for myself, I want for everyone around me. I hope we all make it, and I hope we all find the things that make us happy.
Yeah, so, growing up, I'm now 40, and I realized in my lifetime that everybody is on a journey, right, in this world. And we've all got hardships, we all go through really tough things. But I think ultimately we all want the same thing, and that's happiness. And if I want happiness, then I'm hoping that you want happiness, and I'm hoping that happiness will come to you. There's enough out there for everybody. There's more than enough sun for everybody. But we need to learn to share. We need to learn to celebrate each other, and we need to learn to be there for each other. So, yeah, my belief, and I guess being in the space where I share good news and we speak about good news stories, it's tough out there. And there's a lot of people that are battling. And I just want the best for everybody. I want everybody to have the most wonderful life, the happiest life, and enough to fulfill them. It's a deep wish that I have for everybody around me, and even strangers and people that I don't know, maybe people that are listening now. I wish you enough.
Yeah. So you are literally the good things guy, and yet there are enough Grinches amongst us that you have been the target of, well, bullying, cyberbullying practically, right?
Yeah, I guess it comes with the territory. We shouldn't read the comments. We shouldn't give trolls the pedestals. But they will always be there, and in different varying versions. It might be someone who is maybe just having a bad day, and they're taking it out in their own way in the comment section. It might be someone who really doesn't like me for whatever reason and feels the need to make it public. Or it could be like last year where I had a stalker who really harassed me for months on end with death threats and really crazy things. So there's different varying versions of what that is. And I guess you've got to handle it the way it comes. So ignore the comments is the first thing that I would say. The second is don't give that person a pedestal. And the third is if it is very serious, get other people involved, get the authorities involved. And I had to. Last year, we had to get an IT company to put IP trackers and all sorts of things, and we eventually found the person, and we got to the South African courts with all the evidence that we had to put a protection order against that person. But that's the reality, is those people exist in this world. And we have to learn to live with them in varying degrees of how they come.
Yeah. Slightly frivolous, but not. I see we are also both Claire Johnston fans, and she's a fan of yours.
Oh, yes! Claire, I love it. So, we grew up with Claire, right? Man, that grew around us. At weddings, we'll dance to some of Claire's songs. It's part of our heritage and who we are. And I've got a show that I do every Friday morning at UNCA. It's a little small feature where I just feature good news every Friday. And two or three weeks ago, I was doing my thing in studio, and because for those that have never been in a studio set, it's quite locked where you are, and it's dark in the background, so you can't really see what's happening past the cameras. And when I finished, I walked off set, and Claire was sitting there because she was about to go into an interview next, and I properly fangirled. I was like, Claire, what the... And she looked at me and she was like, "Wait, I love what you do." And again, in my mind, I was like, "How do you even know who I am?" That's just so surreal. But we got to take a photo with each other, and very, very special moment. We've got incredible talent in South Africa, and people that we should celebrate.
Yeah, that's another one of the angles, funny enough, that we're using in our Heritage Month celebrations. We're putting iconic South African songs into the playlist in normal daytime as opposed to reserving them for specialist oldie shows. And the reaction from listeners has been really, really, really nice. Speaking of which, what kind of music are you into?
Well, listen, my music varies completely, and I think it's because music's so accessible. We don't need to go down to our local Musica anymore and sort of scrape together our money to buy the CD that we've been hoping to buy. We now have access to so much music, I mean, from radio stations to streaming to our own little platforms, that it really does. My music goes from pop to country to house to rock, and most recently, thanks to Netflix, added in a bit of K-pop as well, which is in the queue.
Yes, I saw K-pop Demon Hunters and so on.
It's, you know, what a great movie. If there's any recommendation, hashtag not a sponsored post, but go and watch it if you haven't yet. I know many of the moms and dads out there have been forced to numerous times to watch the movie.
Shame, ne?
One of the biggest global movies right now, and it's actually got such a really beautiful message. So there we go.
Yeah, you were saying that you had a slight delay in returning from the UK. How was the UK trip?
The UK trip was incredible. So I got invited just by chance, as we all might have family and friends that have moved to other parts of the world. I was invited to a wedding a year ago. I was invited to a wedding, and then from a South African, and I lived in the UK. And then a couple of weeks later, we got a second invite for a second wedding. And those weddings both fell a week apart on each Saturday.
So we're like, it's a sign, it's a sign.
It's a sign. How can we miss this opportunity? I've got the ability to work from anywhere in the world as long as I have my laptop and a Wi-Fi connection. I'm able to continue what I'm doing. So, yeah, we took a couple of days and went to the UK. Thankfully, it was during the end of the summer, so it was great weather. It was really good to spend time with family and friends, and you know, it was really fantastic to see different parts of the UK that I hadn't seen before. Yeah. But I'll say this for free and for nothing. I am back home, and there's nothing better than being back in South Africa.
Mm. What is Ed Sheeran doing with Biltong?
So, listen, this is crazy. Biltong in the UK, I mean, it's been a thing for a while because there are so many South Africans there, and there are so many places where you can get lekker South African Biltong made by South Africans. There's lots of South African stores. I mean, at some of the train stations in the middle of London, there are South African kiosks that are selling everything from Biltong to cream soda and all sorts of things. So Biltong has become a bit of a thing, maybe not even in the UK, everywhere. Biltong, we've given it to the rest of the world. And we were walking in a Sainsbury's, which is like a Pick and Pay or a Checkers or a Woolies. And we were walking through, and there was this massive sort of stand with orange packets of Biltong that had Ed Sheeran's name on it. And I was like, this makes no sense. He's a singer. I don't understand. Also, I want to taste it just because it's Ed Sheeran. So we grabbed the bag, and then we were sort of road tripping. We were on our way to the second wedding. And I started reading up on the story, and then eventually I downloaded a couple of podcasts so that I could fully understand it. There's a group, two brothers who started the Biltong company in the UK. They did it because they were looking for a high-protein snack while they were training for triathlons and whatever. And so they created this brand, which has been around for a number of years. During COVID, it was around 2021, Ed Sheeran started working on a hot sauce, which he loves hot sauce, and I guess pivoting during that crazy time when we were all sort of figuring out what was going on in the world. And he created this hot sauce, which eventually became a reality in 2023. And it was, I think, the end of last year or the beginning of this year, Ed Sheeran found the Biltong that had been made by his company. He decided to add some hot sauce in there. It was so delicious. He contacted the Biltong company, and he was like, can we make a collab Biltong with my hot sauce?
What the actual?
That's what we found, this orange packet of Ed Sheeran's Biltong in the middle of the Sainsbury's. It was a bit of a wow moment, and fantastic to be able to then tell that story. So I wrote the story with the context of that. It's incredible to see our South African products are making like a stamp in other parts of the world. It doesn't matter if other people are making it. It doesn't matter if it's Ed Sheeran. It's still South African. It's still Biltong. And it's showing our products to a whole other sort of market, which is just such a cool story.
Yeah, absolutely. Brent, thank you for taking some time out to have a chat with us. You definitely are one of our favorite South Africans. For finding positive and inspiring people to do the same. I imagine there must be days where you're like, I can't believe this is happening versus I can't believe this is happening.
Every day. There are so many good things happening in our country. And yes, I've got this great job that I get this perspective on a daily basis, which really changes the way that I see our country. But even though the headlines are tough, and even though, I don't know, our politicians do things that make us really angry, that doesn't stop the good news, and that doesn't stop good people from continuing to do good things. Thank you. It's such an honor to be on the show and to be selected as one of your favorite South Africans. But I'm not selling my own brand here. If you want to find good news and you want to find good things, you can look in your own communities. You can look in your own WhatsApp groups. You can look in your own families. You can look in your own businesses, because they are happening all around you. Sometimes you just got to look a little bit harder.
Yeah. Well, we've got the singing, dancing traffic warden as a start, so there's that.
Yes, we do. I mean, you guys have got loads of things going on down there, and we will continue to try to find them and report on them for you.
Awesome. What's next?
What's next? That's a question I get really often, right? So I think when you've been in a business for a decade, it's like when you were back in school and someone said, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years or the next 10 years? I would like to be doing more of the same for as long as possible. I think that this great gift that I say it's a gift that was given to me and that I'm able to give to the world, it does so much good, and it does bring hope, and it makes people feel really lekker. So if myself and the team can continue doing just what we do, that's what's next. And I'd love that for to be our next. And the way that we do that is if you keep sending us stories, if you keep reading our stories, listening to our stories, watching the shows, watching the podcast, if you just get involved with what we do, then we'll keep doing what we do. That's our promise to you.
Awesome. Thank you again for taking some time out, and stay well. I'm sure I'll find a reason to talk to you again in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you. And like I say all the time, wishing you all pretty good things. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Cheers, Brent.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.